All right, so if you can just say your name for the microphone.
My name is Edith Williams.
Edith Williams, okay. And are you originally from Knoxville?
No.
You're not. Where are you from?
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, wow. So what brought you to Knoxville?
My husband.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When we retired, we came back up here. His mother was not in the best of health, so after we retired, we came back up here.
Okay, and when was that?
Oh, that was probably 72.
72? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. It was late 60s to early 70s, but I'm saying about 72 maybe to be.
All right. To be safe.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you've been here a little while. Mm-hmm. So what is your earliest memory of Market Square?
My earliest when I came back here, my brother had mm-hmm. a store on the corner of Market Square and Wall Avenue.
Okay.
Called the Yummy Shop.
That's great.
And a lot of the UT. We worked one girl was at UT. She worked part time.
Mm-hmm.
And but I enjoyed it. We had had a lot of nice people down there, and they also had the vegetables out in the center of the mall.
They had people selling them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And were they there every day?
Mm-hmm. Every day. Okay. Uh-huh. They were there every day. Uh-huh.
All right.
They sure were. And they had a shed out there, and they had a little, this girl had a, she worked for the city, Dina, and mm-hmm. she had a, Dina Frank, and she had a little office in there.
In the shed?
In the shed. It was a little brick building under that little shed, and she had her office out there, and we visited back and forth quite a bit.
And what does she do?
She worked for the city. She just was kind of over the cleanup, the maintenance of the, she was sort of over them.
Over for the square? For the
her husband mountain. Worked for the Great Smoky Mountain. He was a ranger.
Oh, cool.
In the Smoky Mountain, yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. But they both just retired.
Yeah.
Like me. But now, my brother had that Yummy Shop. It faced the corner over to the TVA towers.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Well, we had a lot of the TVA. Oh, I just met a lot of people down there, you know, so mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I really did. And then we had a lot of we didn't have a lot of shops like they do now.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of unique little shops. But now we did have some shops. And Watson's was across the street. I never will forget.
Mm-hmm.
And they're no longer.
Mm-mm. That must have been recent then, because that was there a long time.
Yeah. They were there a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I enjoyed going to Watson's. I mean, they were, you know, they had some pretty nice things for a pretty good price. So,
mm-hmm.
Nene and I would go over there a lot, you know, and shop. So, that was real good. Yeah. And Perulis's was right on, we were on this corner, and Perulis's was on the corner right across from us over there.
What was it called?
Perulis. They were Greek. They were Greek, Perulis. And I don't know if they're still, the older man, he may not still be around because he was pretty old then.
Mm-hmm.
But we just go there and get gyros.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was nice. And then when TVA, when they would get their breaks or their lunch hour, you know, they would all come down, you know, and come by. You know, they would go, we didn't have lunch, but we had their dessert, their snacks. They'd mm-hmm. come get them an ice cream cone or, you know, something sweet, some nuts or candy. We had so fudge.
Yeah.
My brother made fudge, and we sold fudge. It was really good. So I enjoyed it. It was very nice. It's not like it was then. I like it the way it was.
Yeah. So when was the last time you were down there?
Oh, golly. I've not been down there. I rode down there real fast one time. Somebody carried me down there. But I guess it's been, 70, 80. Let's see. My husband died in 1990. And it was about the late 80s, 88 or 89 is the last time I've been down there.
Okay.
But yeah, I rode by twice, I think, since I've been, you know, just riding
to
by.
See it, yeah.
I didn't go down the
mm-hmm.
down the mall, but I didn't get out of the car.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of changes.
Definitely.
But I enjoyed it when I was down there. I really, the only thing was the street people that we had then that I know. Many a morning I would go in to open up the shop, and there'd be somebody laying right there, you mm-hmm. know. And I'd have to call one of the policemen to come and move them so I could even get in.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have this much of that now.
Mm-mm. I think they've
cleaned it up a lot.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it's doing good now. They got a lot of lofts and things down there now, mm-hmm. I understand now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people living down there, which is surprising.
It is.
I always forget that there's a lot of people living there.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to, but I mean, it's good. If you work down there, it's ideal. It's ideal if you work down there.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we had a little restaurant down on Dan. I don't know if it was on Walnut or what, called Pete's.
Yep, still there. I love Pete's.
Oh, I do too. Oh, I didn't know it was still there.
Yeah, I love Pete's. We were just talking about it today.
Really?
Yeah, because I work right down kind of diagonal. I work on Clinch Avenue.
Oh, Clinch.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my husband, he had the Goody Shop.
Oh, yeah?
And he was right there on the corner. The building, it was just a small little building, but it's since been torn down.
Oh, really?
And he had what he called it. He had hot dogs, and old people would go in there for a quick. He had Full House chili and all that kind of stuff. You know, people would go in there for a quick little lunch, you know. And he had pinto beans, and they love pinto beans and cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a good little bit. He just did it, you know, have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not like it used to be,
no,
is it?
No.
People wouldn't recognize it now because, you know, they took the shed, you know, down Market Square there. Mm-hmm. They've taken all that down.
Yep.
It might look better. In a way.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have a stage or something out there that they perform on, do they not?
Yep, they have Shakespeare plays, Shakespeare on the Square, and bands will play out there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
good,
it's fun.
Good,
yeah,
good.
It's very lively now, which is good. So the people come down there, and they have little fountains where the kids will play, so.
That's real nice. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
And people feel a little bit safer going down there. Than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot safer, I think.
So it was pretty dangerous
down there? Yes, it was, yeah.
Was it?
And you had so many panhandlers, you know, and people didn't like that. And that kept them away because you don't want to go down there and every few steps be hit up, you know.
There's still some of that.
It is.
Yeah, but I don't think probably that bad.
As much as it used to be because you couldn't, they're all there, you know. Panhandling it, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I really did. Oh, I was down there. I can't remember. I know I was down there through the World's Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was through the World's. That was 1982. Yeah, in 1980. So I was working there way before the World's Fair. And I worked there during the war after the World's Fair. You know, and then my brother finally sold it to somebody else. So
yeah,
that's when.
Did it change a lot during the fair? Or did they bring in something special?
No, there was nothing special. We just did what we did. I guess a lot more business because people from the fair come up that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we didn't. No, there was no changes as far as, you know, anything was.
Yeah.
I can see the shops, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember Watson's, and I remember Tomato Head.
Yes. I just ate there for lunch today.
Oh, you did? Oh, she was there. She was there before, yeah.
Yeah.
She came in there after I went to work there.
Mm-hmm.
But Tomato Head was there. And then we had that other restaurant, I think her name was between me and the tomato head. Sandy, I think, was her name. Oh, they had a nice restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't expensive. Homemade. Oh, it was real good. They did a real good business. I forget her husband's name, but they did. I think they were from, you know, another country or something. Mm-hmm. He was, I'm sure. But they did a real good business there.
Yeah.
I remember that, going down and getting food from Sandy a lot, you know. So, but it was all in all, it was a very good adventure. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really did. I don't think I go back.
I think you might enjoy it now. It's so nice.
I think I can't see myself closing up that yummy shop. At 5:30 in the afternoon, in the wintertime, it would be dark. And having to walk so far to my car, I wonder, in the dark.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
I can't see me doing that.
No.
But parking was, everybody that came downtown, the main thing, the gripe that they had was the parking.
What was wrong with it? Were they just
they
not
had
enough?
To pay either on, if they could find a meter, you know, they had to pay to park, and they had to be running back, you know, afraid the meter was going to run out, you know, and this, or go on a lot, and they didn't feel that they should have to pay to shop.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go to, we can go to the mall, and we don't have to pay to park.
Yeah.
So that was, I heard that so many times, yeah. Which I guess I could see their point.
Yeah. Were there parking garages then?
Mm-hmm. There was parking garage. Yep, there was. Maybe not as many as you've got now, but there was parking garages.
Where were they?
State Street.
Yeah, that's where I park every day.
Oh, really? Yeah. State Street had one, and then there was another one that was down right across, what is that, from the Memorial Stair down there. That's a big parking lot on that corner over there. Oh, gosh, I don't know the name of it. But it
near the church?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I think there's still a parking lot. I think that the university
owns it, or something,
or the church. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've seen people park there.
Oh, it brings back a lot of memories, so, you know, some good, some bad.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed, I really enjoyed every minute of it. I really did. I really did. And then when he sold, I said, that's it. See, I had already retired, and I was just doing it to help him out and to do that, so... But I enjoyed it while I was there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. But they had the nicest hanging baskets. They had, you know, out there where the vegetables were. So I remember buying a lot of the hanging baskets. I thought they were so pretty. And the vegetables. That was.
Did you do a lot of your shopping, like produce shopping there?
I sure did. It was always fresh, you know. And you could get things there. Really, you couldn't. They had eggs. You know, they had fresh. Fresh out of the hen house.
Yeah. Drove them up in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, I know it. But it was a very good experience. I wouldn't take anything for it. But I don't think I would go back. But I would. But I'm glad they're doing what they're doing. I'm glad they're trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
So, and I think they're going to do a good job of getting it. That Genkei guy. Genkei was his name. First guy. Frank Genkei.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he owned most of those buildings down that side, and he didn't maintain them. He didn't keep them up. If anything was done, you know, to make your shop look right, you had to do it.
Yeah.
But now that's what turned it loose. When either he sold or whatever he did, and somebody else took over, that's what. And another thing I remember very distinctly is I call them concrete mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that in some of the books that we've been
reading. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so... Oh. I said, why don't they paint? Oh, they were so pretty. I said, why don't they paint these and make it colorful and not put up those old awnings that's going to fade out or rip up?
Mm-hmm. So what...
But they took all the concrete mushrooms down.
Did they take those down and then put up the shed? Is that how?
No, these mushrooms were against the buildings.
Oh,
they were down.
Okay.
They were down, and they were, you know, out like that, like a mushroom.
Yeah.
And no, they took those down and put up the awnings.
Ah, okay. I see.
On everybody's building.
Yeah.
And nobody's was the same color. And your color might not match my color. I pick out the color I wanted, you pick out the color you wanted. And it just didn't give up. It just wasn't as, wasn't like it was. No.
Yeah.
I like the mushrooms better.
Yeah.
But they took them away. I thought they could paint them, you know, and that would be colorful and look good, and that concrete didn't leak.
Yeah.
And it was nice, but no, they took it down and put the awnings up. And, you know, I don't know if they got any up now or what.
They have awnings,
most
of them, yeah.
I'm sure they've replaced them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because, you know, that sun and rain, you know, they
go fast.
They do go fast. They sure do.
Yep.
But other than that, that's about all I can remember.
Do you remember anything on, like, Gay Street or the surrounding
Gay
area?
Gay Street. When I went there, there was a Learner's. You remember Learner's?
Learner's.
A Learner's. L-E-R-N-E, Learner's shop. It was a dress shop for ladies.
Okay.
And they had Revco. They had a nice Revco drugstore over there. And they had quite a few things. And they had that S&W cafeteria down there. And then, of course, the bank down on the corner where, you know, where I would go down to. And KUB had a little office there where you could, not KUB, the phone company, where you could pay your phone bill and you could walk on down the street on that side and pay your KUB bill. That was back before computers came in.
Yeah, KUB still has an office where you can go down and pay at a little ATM machine.
Oh, really? No. I went inside and talked to them.
Yeah.
No, I went inside. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
That's much better.
It was a little bit further down. The bank was over here on this corner, and it was a little bit further down, but I'd walk down to the bank and make our deposits, you know. So I just thoroughly enjoyed it. But, you know, and then they had that little Mr. Linkus. Mr. Linkus was a wall right next to us. He was a jeweler.
Okay.
Mr. Linkus was. His son had a jewelry store in Oak Ridge. And Mr. Linkus had this jewelry store. And then next to it was a, what you call that, they had those little burgers. Crystals?
Yeah.
Next to that. It had a name. I don't think they called it Crystal. It had a name to it. And then there was the alley then, the alley where we had to take our trash and everything down, you know.
Yeah, behind there. Uh-huh. They actually are, they've turned that into an artwork alley kind of thing.
You did.
Yeah, so whoever owns the buildings have given the rights for people to come in and do murals back there.
Oh,
in
that's
those
good.
Alleys. Yeah,
see,
it's really cool.
That's where a lot of your hangout was, see.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go back to take out, that'd be somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sitting there, go to take out trash, and I'd get in there and get out as fast as I could.
Yeah, some sketchy business.
Oh, that's nice, seeing if they're doing that. And then there was that vacant lot. Is that vacant lot still there? Oh, down near the end, oh, no, side of Tomato Head down there. There was an empty lot. And they just had a big petition up there as long as the lot was. Have they built something on there?
Next to the Tomato Head?
I don't know if it was right next to it. It was close down there.
Yeah, there's an empty one. There's like a little, there's like a walkway kind of with like trees and stuff in between, and it goes back to that alley.
Oh,
sort
okay.
Of. So they've kind of, it's empty still, but I think it's part of Cafe 4. I don't know if that was there.
Oh, It was just grown up with weeds.
Yeah, they've like made it manicured it, and there's trees and stuff there now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. I remember when I was there, it was just an empty lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And I tell you, I was real good friends with this girl. Now, maybe I can think of her name in a minute. But she worked, her stairs was down from me. Not on Wall, but down on Market Square that went up. She worked for this architect, Ambrose.
That's still, that's actually across.
Kathy was her name, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose. She would go up those stairs. And I've been up there lots of times, you know. Mm-hmm. Her office was up. She worked for Ambrose.
I have a friend who's in interning at the Ambrose.
Really?
If it's the same firm, which I bet it is.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Ambrose, that's not a very common name.
No.
No, but he was upstairs.
Yeah.
Upstairs. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's so
Ambrose
funny.
Was upstairs. Yeah. But that's where Kathy worked. Now, whether she's still there or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, you know, she and Deanie were real good friends, too. We were all three of us kind of hung out together, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
When we had a break or something, you know. So it was interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Do you think that most people enjoyed Market Square, or they just didn't want to go because of the parking, or like?
I think most of them. I think the ones that came up there, they grumbled about it, but I think they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do. And of course, back then, you know, we had tons and tons of TBA people.
Yeah,
that was before they did all these laybacks.
Yeah, there's still a lot of them.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, at lunchtime, I mean, they would come out. You know, mm-hmm. And there would be. They still have the fountain at TBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know at different times they put some dye in there for different colors, you know.
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
You know, some kind of, now I don't know if TVA did it or somebody else did
it,
but I know that a lot of times on St. Patrick's, you know, they'd have it running green.
Yeah.
And so it was.